Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Your body, your health. Now, the King of OX Health Checkup with Fred Bottomer.
Federal health officials appear to have found a popular location for some unhealthy eating.
Is work making you fat? A new study from the CDC suggests that Americans get too many calories at work. It mostly comes from free food or drinks, things like cookies and cakes brought in by fellow employees, or maybe the boss bought pizza. Then there's the everyday goodies, sugar-sweetened coffee and juices, sandwiches. The study finds one in four Americans gets nearly 1,300 calories at work each week. And here's the key, 70% of the calories were free. Everyone likes free food. Have another.
Six out of eight SUVs received at least acceptable marks in a new crash test from the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety.
Kia's Sorento, Volkswagen's Atlas, and the GMC Acadia did best among the eight SUVs tested. Institute Research Director David Zuby says all three are new models.
More recently redesigned vehicles are receiving better ratings than the vehicles that are sort of legacy designs.
The two vehicles that did worst in the test, the Ford Explorer and Jeep Grand Cherokee, haven't had full updates in several years.
The test simulates the passenger side of a vehicle striking a tree or a telephone pole. Two recent high-profile suicides have put fresh focus on prevention and treatment.
I'm Gary Nunn. Calls to the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline spiked 25% of the 2 days after the death of designer Kate Spade, later the death of TV chef Anthony Bourdain. Psychiatrist Richard Friedman says heightened awareness is indeed positive.
That's a possibility for the culture to do something good, meaning to take a pause, have a national conversation about what that problem is, in this case, suicide.
Friedman says that more people are getting help now than in the past. The stigma of suicide has diminished.
And that's today's Health Checkup. I'm Fred Bottomer.
To find out more about how your health affects you, log on to kingmox.com/health.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.